Okay, there is a major discussion that Poskim have that seems entirely theoretical, but is actually quite practical, and that is this year when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, but then gets delayed until Sunday, how do we view that day of Tisha B'Av on Sunday? Do we view that as the actual day of Tisha B'Av, that Tisha B'Av has actually been moved this year? Or do we say, no, Tisha B'Av really fell out on Shabbos, and it's just that we have to be noheg Tisha B'Av on Sunday, but the real Tisha B'Av is really Shabbos. So say, you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos, you're not allowed to sit on the floor on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do these things on Shabbos. The basis for any such suggestion that Tisha B'Av is really moved to Sunday is the Gemara Maseches Tainis, Daf Chav Tes, where the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yochanan commented that Ilua Yisi Ba'os Adar, had I been around in that generation, Lo Kivativ El Ba'asiri, I would have said Tisha B'Av on the 10th day of Av every year, because that's when the majority of the Heichal was actually burnt, and the Rabbanan disagreed, because they said when the beginning of the burning happened, that's when we actually observe mourning. So what difference does it make whether really Tisha B'Av is Shabbos and we just push it off to Sunday, or this year really Tisha B'Av is Sunday? So there may be five nafkaminas, some of which are very nogea lemaisa. One nafkamina is when it comes to dvarim shebetzina. There is a halacha that when a person is an avel, they're not knowing dvarim shebetzina on Shabbos. So what about tashmish amita on this Shabbos? So the mechaber paskins that it's mutter to have tashmish amita, and the Rama paskins that it's aser. Very likely, because the mechaber holds that Tisha B'Av is really Sunday, and therefore Shabbos is not Tisha B'Av at all, whereas the Rama holds, no, Tisha B'Av is really Shabbos. Another nafkamina, much more practical for us, Shavua Shechalbo Tisha B'Av. Is there a Shavua Shechalbo Tisha B'Av at all this year? If Tisha B'Av is really Shabbos, then this entire week is Shavua Shechalbo Tisha B'Av. If Tisha B'Av is really Sunday, then there is no Shavua Shechalbo Tisha B'Av. The Mechaber paskins that a stam day that there's no Shavua Shechalbo this year, even though for Ashkenazim it doesn't make that much of a difference, it certainly allows Poskim a little more leeway in determining the halacha. And then the Mechaber quotes a Yesh Mi Sha'omer that there is Shavua Shechalbo Tisha B'Av, but the stam opinion of Shulchan Aruch is that there isn't. Another nafkamina is, what if somebody's birthday is on the 10th day of Av, and he becomes a bar mitzvah on the 10th day of Av? Is he obligated to fast? So if really Tisha B'Av was Shabbos, he was not yet a bar mitzvah, and therefore he doesn't have to make up for it on the following day. But if Tisha B'Av is really on Sunday this year, then he would have to fast on Sunday. A fourth nafkamina is, what about someone who is a bal bris, a father of a baby, or a sandik, or a moel, on Sunday? Does he complete the fast? Shulchan Aruch paskins that no, he does not, that he showers in the afternoon, changes his clothing, and does not complete the fast, likely because he holds that Tisha B'Av was really on Shabbos. The Magen Avraham says that Aaron Minigas that he does complete the fast, but most relevant for us, now is where you zone in, most relevant for us, are you allowed to learn on Shabbos? Are you allowed to learn Torah? We're all here to learn Torah for the whole summer. Are you allowed to learn Torah this Shabbos? So the Rama writes that one is allowed to learn up until Chatzos, just like every year on Erev Tisha B'Av, where you're allowed to learn up until Chatzos. Of course, you're allowed to learn Devarim HaRa'im afterwards, things that are mutter to learn on Tisha B'Av, but you're allowed to learn anything, says the Rama, up until Chatzos, whereas the Magen Avraham says, no, Shabbos is Tisha B'Av, and therefore you're not allowed to learn all day. That's considered Dvarim Shebetzina. You're only allowed to learn Dvarim Arayim all day. I think the general practice among Poskim is to be a little more lenient when it comes to Talmud Torah, because very often if we try to be too limiting in what we're allowed to learn, we end up not learning nearly as much and not spending our time nearly as wisely. So generally speaking, I think the majority of Poskim assume that at least up until Chatzos to learn, and even after Chatzos, if there's a Limud Kavua, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, for example, is makel to have a daf yomi shir or a public shir that happens every single Shabbos in the afternoon. Be'ezus Hashem, we should all be zocha to have a Tisha B'Av this year that is a Yom Tov where there's no question about our learning, and we'll be able to celebrate the entire day engaged in deep Torah study.